All right, here it is, the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. Happy 3rd of July.
You took the word. I swear to God, I was waiting for you to take a breath so I could say that.
Happy 3rd of July.
I used to like the 3rd of the July, the 3rd of July better because that's when all the fireworks would be going off.
It's true. People now, would be testing them a little bit.
No. I mean, like, I grew up in Brookfield, and on the 3rd of July at night
the
is
displays.
When they did it. Yeah. And I know there are some places. Remember, downtown used to be the 3rd of July.
We always had neighbor kids who bought way too many fireworks, and they would start shooting. They couldn't wait till the 4th of July. They would start shooting them off today. Not even at night, just today. You'd hear your first M80s or snakes. The granddaddy of all fireworks, the snakes.
I loved the snakes. There are still black spots on my mom's driveway from them.
Right. That never goes away.
I loved the smell.
Yes.
I loved watching them just get bigger. And
yes.
And
they're a miracle. Snakes are a miracle. They qualify as a miracle.
They're pretty cool. Now, were you a firework family? Because I was not.
We were not allowed to have them. We would go to my friend Dan's house. Dan's uncle was a munitions expert in Vietnam. And played the day up big. The 4th of July was a very big deal to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy, though.
Yeah.
My mom would allow us to have sparklers, because I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I swear to God you could buy them at the Jewel or whatever, right?
Yes, you could. Sparklers were almost everywhere. They didn't qualify as a firework somehow.
Yeah.
They got around it. There was a big sparkler lobby.
Yet, it's just a hot metal pole that I
imagine.
Nothing
but dangerous.
I know, that's probably more dangerous.
Insanely dangerous. And they used to, like, I don't know when the last time you had any contact with a sparkler was.
Last year.
I would say their burn time is less than half than it used to be.
Probably 2 seconds it's done.
Yeah, it's over really quick now. The old days, a sparkler you'd have for 45 seconds or a minute.
I could do a few cheers with two of them.
Yes.
And write your name, and then it would fizzle out.
Yeah.
And now
you put it in. You're supposed to then douse it in water.
We never did.
No,
and
we didn't either. We'd throw them at my cousin Dennis. Dennis, come here. Throw it to Dennis.
Dennis has scars all over his face now from the hot. They would glow for like 10 minutes after you were finished.
The hot wire.
Yes. And now a lot of them are made out of wood as well. And the wood ones don't burn that well.
They make sparklers out of wood?
There are some safety sparklers for little kids.
I didn't know that was a thing.
They suck.
Where do you get those?
Well, you have to go to Indiana. We have not made our
Crazy
trip
Kaplan's?
Yeah. Or there's another one.
I guarantee you it's always. The first part of the name always inspires the fact that that person's not all there. Like Crazy Kaplan.
There's one who's advertising here on WGN.
Insane Ike? Is it him?
No.
Nutty Nick?
I almost swore. No. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Is his name Fred? Is it something up Fred?
I know. It was the
SH. Sherman?
Sherman, but it was, I almost just said it. But now, we had sparklers and punks and snakes and maybe a few little fizzy ones, but nothing
the
major.
The baby ones.
Yes.
Right.
And Jim's family, on the other hand, my in-laws to this day still like to blow things off.
Yeah.
So since I'm married to a firework person, there are some fireworks that happen at our house every year.
But you're nervous the whole time, aren't you?
Yes.
You should be.
I just don't like it. The only good thing that I have learned is Jimmy Mack has a bucket of water out there at the ready.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel better. It's like an old tin wash basin. That's what it is. So it's pretty big.
Did you get it at Laura Ingalls Wilder's garage sale?
Yes, I did. In fact, I did. I did get it at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Because I was going to use it. This was before it was very popular to use those big silver pools as a cooler.
Yeah.
And then I think back to when I was growing up, and they called. We had a silver tub, and whenever there was a family graduation or something, we would load it with ice and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and soda. They'd be all mixed together, and then we'd put like this Native American blanket over it so the sun wouldn't melt the ice.
Right.
And everybody called it the Silver Pool. And I said, why are you calling it a Silver Pool?
What a beautiful name.
And my cousin Susie said, because when I was little, this was used as my pool. They used to dip me in it.
Oh.
It's still in our family, the silver. So I bought my own silver pool at a garage sale.
That's so nice.
But so Jim will blow off fireworks and firecrackers. And I'm very nervous sometimes I'm in the house but looking out the back door.
Yeah.
The kids love it. Jim loves
sure.
it. It makes me terribly nervous. Some are pretty cool, though, I have to admit.
Oh, they are. There's no question. But there, you have to balance the danger factor. It's always more fun for me to let somebody else blow them off, and I'll watch it from a distance. I don't need to be that close to it.
There was something that someone posted on Facebook recently, and I grew up in Brookfield. My dad was civil defense director in Brookfield.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He was a volunteer fireman. I loved Brookfield. I still do. I'm probably going to go to the 4th of July parade tomorrow in Brookfield. But they used to have this fireworks display on, I'm almost 100% sure it was on the 3rd of July. It was at Ellert Park in Brookfield, and it was great. They did a wonderful job, and it would always end with those white sonic booms.
Yeah.
There'd be just a ton of those.
Yeah.
And there was one year that we all went, and it seemed like there was a new finale, and all of a sudden you saw like what appeared to be like a sunset, like a half dome, and it was like, wow, this is pretty crazy. Where's the traditional ending? And boy, it was a short show. Something happened where it ignited all the fireworks that were on the ground.
No.
And there were people, I didn't know anything was going wrong as I was there. I was just thinking, wow, this is a new finale, and it's pretty short. And then you'd see in a distance people like panicking
sure.
and running. It was a terrible explosion. I don't know that there were any injuries, really.
Did you see the video? I don't remember where this happened last year, but somebody shot off all the fireworks that were supposed to last. It's like a 25-minute show. They lit something, and they all went off at once at the very beginning. And the sky got so bright, it went from being, you know, 9:30 at night with a dark sky
to daylight.
To not just daylight, but silver daylight, like just bright, bright, bright daylight. They hit the wrong wick, and everything went off at the same time.
That's what's so scary. Brookfield's 1972 fireworks disaster. I'll tell you this, they haven't had fireworks since then.
Do they call it a disaster because people were injured, or just because too many were lit at the same time?
I think both. It appears that there was a crew member that was injured during the Brookfield fireworks show. But somebody, like I said, posted it. Here's an uncredited picture. It's a black and white, but it was like all the...
Looks beautiful.
It looked very pretty, but you're in your head
sense.
You're like, this isn't how it usually ends. It was 1972. It was July 4th, so it was that night.
Oh.
And at 9 p.m., a dense crowd of villagers and visitors, estimated at about 20,000 people,
it's
gathered.
Not nice to call the crowd dense. It's not their fault. They had nothing to do with this. They were just there to have a good time.
It was a little cold that year. And after each fuse was lit to its sizzle, everybody felt the impact of those hollow booms in the
sure.
pit of your stomach. I kind of like those. Conflicting accounts about what happened, but some say the sputtering green flare that they were using to light all the big fireworks spat sparks into the cardboard boxes still containing skyrockets.
Oh.
Still another source says that someone in the crowd threw a sparkler into a box, but the crowd was located so far away that seems impossible.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was you're lighting off fireworks.
Yeah.
And a rogue spark goes into the box.
Hmm.
And July 12th, 1972, it just exploded.
Oh, it's horrible.
Everything went off. There were one of three men setting off the fireworks was taken to the hospital for a burn treatment on his left thigh. But miraculously, that was the only
injury?
Yeah. And honestly,
wow.
I was there with my cousins and my family, and again, we just thought it was a different ending.
Yeah, right.
And a little quicker than usual, and I wasn't even nervous.
No.
And then you would see other people, like, you know,
screaming and yelling
out,
and running.
Let's get out of here. Yeah, and that's when I all of a sudden was like, okay, something's wrong here.
We never set off, other than the sparklers and the snakes, we never set off anything more lethal than that. But
firecrackers at all?
No. Nope. One year, the company my dad worked for started having a big 4th of July picnic. So on the 3rd of July, my dad had, there was a truck in front of our house that was used to haul a lot of the things that would be used for the picnic. I don't even think my dad was going to drive it. Somebody from my dad's company was going to come by in the morning. And my dad found out that there were fireworks in it, so he convinced my mom, we'll just shoot off a couple of the fireworks. No big deal. It's not going to be horrible. Not the big ones you'd see in the sky, but they had that assortment pack that you see.
Yeah. Bottle rockets, patriotic some Roman names. Candles.
Yeah.
Some...
So there was a thing that attached to the back of the truck. It was like a screw almost, so you would put it on a surface and then screw it on so it wouldn't move. And what my dad thought it would do, it was called a something fountain. I don't remember, like a Patriots fountain or America's fountain or something like that. So my dad assumed by the name and the picture on the box that you were going to get lights coming out of the top of it. What he didn't expect was that it would spin around, because it did.
Oh, man.
And I still, to this day, now this we're going on 40 plus years later, this was the noise that it made as it spun around. And my dad didn't know. Like faster and faster as it spun around. And then red, white, and blue sparks came out. But they shot in every direction, like my dad's version of this, because it looked like it on the box, straight up like a regular fountain.
That's what a fountain you'd figure.
That's how it would be. But sparks chased my dad, our neighbors who were watching with us. And the fear that my mom thought was, one of the sparks is going to hit the gas tank of the truck, and it's all going to go up.
That's not probably a great place to set off fireworks.
No.
Is on the back of a truck.
No. Mm-mm. But I heard a phrase, an interesting phrase that my mom coined that day, which was never again. My mom said, this will never, ever happen again. You got fireworks one time. It didn't go well.
We don't have a very big backyard, and we have a wooden deck, so that makes me a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
My in-laws have this giant yard in Northbrook, and they're... there are houses behind them now, but Jim said in the old days, there were just fields.
An empty
there. Yeah.
Field? Yeah.
So they have a huge backyard, and they let off some pretty big fireworks. And to this day, they're a little too big for me.
Yeah.
But there's a place for them. They have a bucket of water as well. That is what my father-in-law handed down to Jimmy Mack. It's like, son, you always got to have some water handy, but you do.
True. Yeah, it's very true.
And some of these, like, it's like this, I don't know, it's 3 feet long, and there's, like, just a million things that go off.
Right.
So my brother-in-law, Billy, would light it, and a lot of times the wick didn't take. So here's me, like, come back here.
Right.
Don't
give it a second chance.
And, yes. But they're like, we're not going to waste our money on this. There are 150 of these things that have to go off all in this one brick. So let's give it a minute, and then they go back to light it. That makes me crazy. Because if that thing explodes.
Then you got a problem. Right.
There's a bunch of billies flying all over the place.
One of the years at my friend Dan's house. Now, this is the year that I was there every year but one. And the one year that I didn't make it there, one of our other neighbors, Dale, a lot of the stuff that Dan's uncle would bring in, this was the guy that was the munitions expert in Vietnam, a lot of the stuff that he would bring in either flew or soared or it didn't stay in one place. You would light it and then it would do something unpredictable. It would just jump around and end up somewhere. And it ended on Dale, a kid down the block's thumb, and burnt his thumb really, really bad. So, like, if this were my house, I'd say, well, we're done with the fireworks. But what they did was they gave Dale a cold cloth, and then they continued.
Like that, the like, show must go on,
I guess, Bill. So. But wouldn't you think at least entertain the
We've
idea
had our fun.
Maybe this isn't in anyone's best interest? No, Dale got the cold cloth. They waited, like, three or four minutes of standard time, I guess.
That's the time.
Back to the fireworks. Dale, sit a little further back this time.
Yeah, my brother was into fireworks when he was growing up, and the neighbor kid threw a firework at me, and it exploded, like, right in my face. It could have been detrimental.
It could have ended you.
It could have. I still am a little leery of them because of that.
Yep. All right.
Never even said he was sorry either.
Kim Gordon will be by in a little bit. She had a hit single with her firework, remember? That was her big song a couple summers ago. I'll never forget that. She'll give you the news.
All right, we have an announcement to make. We're getting a lot of texts. They were listening to us on the stream, and then all of a sudden it changed to when Harry Tynowitz was sitting in for you.
Oh, really?
When we were talking about marijuana.
From last Wednesday? Because we're getting ready to go to pregame.
Oh, when is the pregame today?
It's 12:35.
Oh, I think I was supposed to do something.
I think that might be it.
What were you supposed to do?
go to the game.
You're supposed to go to the game?
I don't know. There's no Win Trust business lunch today?
Well, not anymore. There was the first half.
Right.
Oh, it was just an abbreviated one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we weren't supposed to do anything special here?
No.
All right, so the people, well, they can't hear me say this. I should text each and every one of them.
Yeah, send them out a note.
Maybe you go to the other stream on the app.
How many streams are there?
Well, there's, I'll just tell
you.
Stream
a little stream for me, Wendy. How many are there?
All right, you have your WGN Radio 720.
Yeah.
Which you can listen to, and that corresponds to what's on the radio dial.
Yeah.
Then there is WGN Extra, which is us.
Yes.
Typically. And then there is WGN Extra 2, which is 2.
And that's just Pete McMurray talking about funny cars 24 hours a day. I don't know how he does it. Tip of the hat to you, Pete. I couldn't talk about funny cars for 24 hours straight every day, but he's doing it. People love it.
I would just try the WGN Extra 2. Well, here, I could even just do it.
Try it.
For
see
you.
What happens. See if we're on. If not, maybe just it's just Harry talking about dope.
All right, you have your WGN Radio 7.
Oh, that's okay. That's so us. We're on the other stream.
Let's hear what we say next.
We just said it. You don't remember?
It's already been said? I'd like to hear what I thought.
Sounds better the second time.
No, can you arrange it so it'll come out before we actually say it? Because that'll be easier for us. Then we'll know.
That would be easier. This is the other stream.
How many are there? All right, you have.
No, I wouldn't
all right, so
this.
They fixed it. Okay, whatever it was.
All right, we're back.
I hope it's back to normal.
Back to normal.
All right, that's
okay, so then what, we don't say anything?
No, now, we still have to keep saying stuff? Oh, I thought it was just all on tape.
I don't know. I'm listening to the app right now, and everything seems to be fine, but we're getting a lot of texts saying that it switched to the Harry Tynowitz
still
show.
From last week?
Yeah.
Why would it do that?
Because sometimes they play things.
It's Harry. He's messing with
it. Is he screwing with the signal?
Stop.
Did he override our signal?
I don't know what's
going on.
He's
my friend, but not anymore. Not after this.
It was you and Harry on all three? Really? So all three streams had Harry Tynowitz and myself.
Wow, you guys dominate.
Well, that's not right. It might be because we're doing the pregame.
It might be. Some things are haywire.
Yeah.
I don't know. And on the app, you were right here when I listened to it. It was good to go. Maybe if you're listening at WGN.com, it's different. I don't know. I can't keep up
with
technology.
Wendy, I'm listening to the score, and I'm getting it's you and me talking about sports. Is that weird? How'd that happen?
Do we have a nickname?
Wendy from Brookfield.
All right, good.
They always mention the guy's name or the girl's name and the town that they're from. That's like a big thing in sports radio. Did you see this guy who died? This is a very mysterious story out of Australia. A guy died, and they think the reason he died is that he ate a gecko on a dare. Somebody, you know how you'll be with friends, and at some point during the evening, somebody will go, I bet you can't eat a gecko. And you go, oh, here I go again. You dared me. I got to eat a gecko now. Well, this guy did it, and then he died.
I hope it wasn't the Geico one. Geico gecko.
Was this it a poisonous one or something? Because I don't think you should die if you eat a gecko.
A gecko?
I assume it was a live one. When he ate it?
Oh, I didn't even... Kim, that's a great... This proves that you are a top journalist, because that didn't even occur to me, but that's an important question.
Yeah, but it would die fairly soon after you bit into it.
Family and medical examiners are still searching for answers 6 months after an Australian man died in absolute agony of salmonella, and they believed he may have developed the salmonella because of an infection from eating a gecko on a dare. David Dowell, age 34... started complaining of stomach problems the day after a Christmas party in Saturday, December the 1st, but thought that it was just a hangover.
Yeah, except that's when he remembered that he ate a gecko.
Right, his doctor said...
If you give a guy a gecko, that's what I want to know. What happens?
Here's the doctor's line of questioning. How long have you had this since yesterday? Did you eat any geckos? Yeah, I ate one gecko. Why do you ask? On Monday, it was coming out of...
This gets
a little graphic. Yep.
Yeah.
On Monday, it started coming out of both ends. He was really sick. The moment he started throwing up, it was green. That's when they rang the ambulance, his sister Hannah said.
Ring.
Hello.
No, he
Why
wasn't
are you
from
British.
It's not this, from England.
We're in Australia. Hello, mate.
There's a gecko on the bobby.
However, there are conflicting reports, it says here, whether Dowell actually ate the gecko.
Yeah, see, this is crazy. Well,
you think this is crazy?
What did they find in the autopsy? Was there a gecko in there? Or did he get rid of it?
Well, it would remain intact. You'd probably eat so... I mean, you'd munch down on it, and then you couldn't...
You'd munch down on it.
We say that in Australia. That's the Australian way of eating a gecko. There has been no evidence that he actually ate the gecko because there was... And then it says, oh, yeah, I saw him eat it. And, oh, this is the person explaining the back and forth. There's been no evidence he actually ate it because there was, oh, yeah, I saw him eat it. And then there was, no, I didn't see him eat it, said his sister Hannah, who speaks like a Valley girl, even though she lives in Australia. It was a dare, so he might have intended to eat it, and then he threw it away. At the end of the day, I didn't know they said that in Australia. I thought that was strictly an American thing. We don't know whether he actually ate the gecko, according to Hannah. Brooknell concurred, saying that he couldn't be sure. He said it was a dare, but I don't know if it was a serious dare. I was paying attention, but not really, because it was a Christmas party and kids were invited.
Okay,
why does that enter into it? I don't know why that's a factor.
Because it would upset the kids.
I think if you're a kid and you see this, all of a sudden this guy becomes your favorite uncle. It's like, remember the time you ate a gecko at the Christmas party?
This You'd is be almost
the guy.
Like one of those word problems where they throw extra stuff in there just
it
to
doesn't matter. I know.
To confuse you? This is what's going on.
Whether he ate the gecko or not.
Yes.
If he had salmonella, typically you don't die from it. So I would have assumed the medical care he got would have saved his life somehow.
Right.
But maybe even if he didn't eat the gecko, but maybe even just having the gecko on his hands, he put his hands in his mouth, whatever.
Well, yeah. If you're going to eat a gecko, I don't think you're going to be a good hand washer.
Yeah. I mean, so maybe it was on his hand, you know, and he put his hands in his mouth or touched other things and then got salmonella from that.
Right.
And the CDC warns, don't kiss or snuggle with reptiles and amphibians because they can increase your risk of getting sick.
Well, too late.
I like to snuggle.
Right.
With a reptile.
Just what I want to do.
Right. Wendy, how many times have I seen you in the office spooning with an armadillo and I say, Wendy.
That's not a reptile, is it?
I don't know, is it?
It looks like one. I don't think it is.
No? Did you ever see one in real life?
No.
I did.
Oh, at a zoo, I have.
We were driving through Florida one time, and we saw these giant weird things on the road, but you couldn't make it out until you were right up close to
it. It was an armadillo?
It was two armadillos crossing the highway. They looked
Why
like
did
they're
they
from
cross the highway?
Get to the other side. They looked like the kind of thing you'd see at Jurassic Park.
Wow.
When you see them,
they do
you
look
just go,
like they have on body armor.
Oh.
Yes, and you know those roly-poly bugs you get at don't they do that too? Don't they kind of roll up?
Yeah, a little bit.
They are not
it's not a reptile?
Armadillo, or do you say armadillo, is a Spanish word meaning little armored one. It refers to the bony
plates.
Sounds
like a term of endearment.
My little
armadillo. Armadillo.
They're mammals. They're not reptiles.
Oh, man.
They are the only living mammals that wear these shells. That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I bet if you saw one from like a billion BC, they probably look exactly the same. I don't think anything's changed on the armadillo.
I think you're right.
Same model.
Improve with age and genes.
Yep.
All right. Well, they're mammals.
But again, we warn the kids listening, don't eat them, much like a gecko. Don't lick them, don't bite them, don't eat them.
Right.
Right?
You said snuggle?
You could snuggle with them. I think that's still a lot. I can't stop doing that, Wendy. That's my one thrill in life. That's never going
to
go away.
Think of you snuggling with any animal, even a stuffed one.
It couldn't happen. Not in a million years.
All right. I asked you something that I wanted to know, and I didn't know much about it, but I got to tell you, I really like Hooters wings.
Yeah.
They have really good wings.
That's what they're famous for,
okay,
right?
Okay. I'm not a wing person, but I think they have an amazing chicken sandwich.
Hmm. Do they really?
Yes. Their grilled chicken sandwich is by far delicious.
Would it shock you to learn that I've never been in one?
You've never been in Hooters?
No.
They have good sangria, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hooters.
Right. I most frequently...
We'll see Joel Quinville there.
Yes. Well, good. We could have a little chat with him, see what
him.
He thinks about Andrew Shaw coming back.
And his nephew joining the Hawks. John Quinville.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
Oh, Bill.
I didn't know this.
I'm not sure.
Front office type stuff?
No. As a player.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
But
wow.
I'm not sure if he's going directly to the Hawks or if he's going to the
Minor
Ice Hawks. Yeah, but he did sign with the Blackhawks.
Oh, that's interesting. Great.
Which made me feel good. Like, there's no bad blood there with the family. You know? Very, very good. I mean.
But Wendy, you were saying at the Hooters.
which
you enjoy.
I do. Yeah. It's America's most popular restaurant chain. They really shouldn't call it that.
I don't think they call it that. I think
But everybody else
call
does.
It that, but
what
I don't
did
think...
Chris Rock say? Nobody goes to Hooters for the wings.
I do. I really,
really?
Do. Yeah. Why else would I go?
Yeah, I agree with you. If I'm on a trip or somewhere, something, and I would absolutely pull into a Hooters for a chicken sandwich, no question.
If you had a daughter and she worked at Hooters, what would your thoughts be? You'd be okay with it?
Well, probably wouldn't be my first choice, but
you'd be okay.
Hard,
yeah,
I guess.
All right.
Well, they want to open a spinoff, a less offensive. This is according to MSN. They want to kind of branch off into a slightly different direction.
A direction that wouldn't offend anybody? Because some people are offended by the concept of Hooters.
Right. They have designs on expanding Hoots. It's the fast casual spinoff of Hooters where the servers aren't required to wear short shorts and tight tank tops. Hoots.
So they just got rid of three of the letters on their name and that problem solved?
Yeah, I think they should have gone a different route entirely.
Yeah, maybe.
Call it something different. Boots, and everybody wears boots.
Yes.
The company, I like that.
That's much better.
The company opened its first location of the desexualized counter service only wing restaurant in the Chicago suburbs 2 years ago and has since planned two more locations of Hoots in that area as well as an outpost in Atlanta. I live in the Chicago area, so do you and so does Kim. I don't recall Hoots being open 2 years ago.
No, I haven't heard about it.
How about a guy's place called Neuters where all the guys
God!
Wouldn't that work? That'd be great.
No guy would ever go in there.
No, it's for women. Women would go in there because they know that no one's going to have a baby, no matter what happens.
That's right.
No one's having a baby.
It could be like a Bob Barker theme. Have your husband spayed or neutered.
Have your waitstaff spayed or neutered. David Spade could buy into it.
I can see why marketing is your major in high school.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a Hoots at Hawthorne Works Shopping Center on Cicero Avenue.
How did this go by you?
I'm shocked
that you weren't sent a memo.
But it's counter service only. Is it still wings and stuff?
A takeout-focused Hoots store. One's planned for Logan Square and another one in the South Loop in August.
So they're going all in on this.
Hoots.
So their menu will be similar to Hooters. It's just they're not selling.
Just pick it up and take it out.
Yeah. The sales point is not the wait staff.
Minus the short shorts, and they are expanding.
What will they wear at this one?
Bermuda
shorts. Good. That's great.
Yeah, it's the takeout focused Hoot store planned for Logan Square and in the South Loop are expected to open in August with less than half the menu of standard Hooters and none of the female servers clad in orange shorts or low cut tanks. They're designed to appeal to families, millennials, and those pressed for time.
Yeah.
The Hoots expansion.
How would the time element be changed? Just because it's strictly pickup service?
There's just counter service. There's no sit down.
Oh, okay.
Where there's a wait
really,
staff.
Now time is not even an issue because you can have food delivered to you wherever you are.
Right. That's true.
So
almost any kind of food, no matter where you are.
I mean, I guess you do have to wait for it if you're starving. It would take longer if it was delivered, but.
Right.
Guests order at the counter and servers, men and women, in khakis and crew t-shirts.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but I honestly don't know this. Do no men work at Hooters? Is it strictly women?
I've seen
women?
Men work there, behind the bar
and
stuff.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
As bartenders
or kitchen.
They're
the
not front and center.
Staff, though.
Yeah. All right.
So men and women at Hoots will be wearing khakis and crew neck t-shirts. They hand over to-go bags at the register or bring the food to dining tables or the bar where customers can gaze at TV screens. So evidently you can eat in there as well.
Okay.
But it's an offshoot of Hooters, which I just didn't know that.
What about Tilted Kilt? How will this affect Tilted Kilt? or Tilted Babushka, the one that I opened up.
How's that going?
It closed after 3 days. Didn't get a single customer.
Well, Tilted Kilt, what could you do? You could just have kilt and men in kilts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hot. Who wouldn't go in for that?
I just want to eat food. I don't really need a show. And there were some of those steakhouses that all of a sudden, I can't remember which ones, but all of a sudden, like, a show would break out. And the wait staff would start dancing. Like, I don't know if it was Outback or something.
Ed DeBevics used to have?
Something like that, but this was like an Outback Steakhouse, and I think Joe's Crab Shack had that for a while.
That where the wait staff would just sing a song?
Yeah, they'd just get up, and they like maybe it would start with they'd sing a birthday song to somebody, and then they'd do a little performance. I used to really like Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah.
It's not as good, obviously, as Joe's Seafood.
Right.
But
no
they
affiliation.
Have, no, and they've closed in the area, this Joe's Crab Shack.
There was one in Downers Grove, and there was one
in Louisville, too.
And Schaumburg, like right by Woodfield Mall. They've been closed forever.
I didn't know they closed. All of them are gone, or just some of them?
In our area, yes.
Weren't they owned, their parent company also on some other major food chain.
I think Red Lobster.
Red Lobster sounds right. I think that's correct.
I don't think so.
No? They were owned by somebody that owns some other giant food chain.
Maybe Olive Garden?
Mm.
No, because that's Red Lobster.
Is that Red Lobster?
That's the same?
Joe's Crab Shack. They're Kelly Companies.
And does it say what else Kelly Company owns?
No, but there aren't any around here anymore.
Wow.
All I'm just saying is we would be ordering, and I just remember this one time we went for one of the kids' birthdays or something, and our waiter just said, it was a guy, and he's just like, I'll be right back. Hang on a minute. And he put his clipboard or whatever it was down on our table, and he went and participated in this little show and then came back and said, okay, now what did you want? And I'm like, that was lovely.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah.
You should have said that. There was no reason for that behavior. The first time I ever saw that as a kid, Kim, I don't know if you'll know this reference. There was a chain of places called Farrell's.
Yes. Around, ice cream place.
Love, home of the zoo.
The trough.
Yes, 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 on all counts. There was one by Ford City, a Farrell's. So for people who don't know, it was an ice cream place that looked like it was in the 1920s.
Old timey.
When you went in there, it was, and I had never seen this happen before, but out of nowhere, somebody ordered a certain ice cream dish, and they all came and gathered together and sang a song about it.
Yeah, and I think it was the trough, and they rang the bell, remember?
It.
Yes.
My brother and I were looking at each other like, there's no rules in this place. Anything can happen.
Oh, we go
you just order food,
the
and they just sing a song about the food. It was amazing to us.
And I don't know if you remember this back in 2016, but Joe's Crab Shack tried getting rid of tips. They were the first restaurant. We had reported on it here on the air. And they just were going to do away with tips.
Right.
And pay their servers more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I remember we went there because I reported back. I could have written that off now that I think about it.
You could have and should have.
But they did not. There was no place to give a tip.
Right.
There was no.
Right.
They just totaled out your bill.
Yeah.
And the waitress said something to me. Like, okay, we are now not accepting tips anymore, but if you want to, that would be greatly appreciated. So then that put me in a very weird position, like I didn't know what to do. And this was 2016 that they announced that, and ever since then, those two that were around have not, they've closed.
Wow.
Hmm. I don't know why.
What a bold experiment.
It was.
I wonder if the company was aware that the wait staff was still suggesting to customers that a tip would be a greatly appreciated thing, because that was the whole purpose. Was
in fact, it was either you or Steve Bertrand said I should have called the manager and said, just so you know, I don't know.
They're
if
still
you're
soliciting for
tips. Like, and it made me feel uncomfortable. And we did tip her because then
somebody says something. Right.
But they used to just drop what they were doing, even if it was a tray, and go participate in this little show. And I think like Outback Steakhouse, or there was another, not Lone Star, there was some steakhouse that would do like a little song
a
and
show?
Dance.
Yeah. Interesting. Kim, thank
you
for...
I eat at the quality places.
You sure
you know.
Do. Boy, do you ever. Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Have a great 4th of July. You too, everybody.
We'll close things off next.
And our little fireworks 4th of July hunk was What's Hot, What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. John Williams
Speaking of hot.
Are you guys good at music mashups the way they used to play on the radio where you'd call in and you'd, you know, they'd play like 23 songs in 14 seconds and you'd get a clip and then you had to...
Wendy's very good at this.
Are you good
sometimes.
At that?
Sometimes.
Very good at this.
Okay, I've got 10 songs with America in them.
Oh.
And it goes about 40 seconds. So each one you get 3 or 4 seconds of.
I'll be listening.
I don't know where you're going to be in like 10 minutes. So will you be on our nation's highways in 10 minutes?
Probably.
Okay. Well, then listen on the radio.
I will on the app.
And would you call in? Because you never
call in,
Wendy.
Call in.
I know it's working and you don't want to work when you're not working.
No, I don't want to interfere with your show.
I love you guys. I would be. My show would go up.
It would be better?
If you would call in. It would be better. And Bill, if you would call in.
I could call in.
Forget about it.
I sent a telegram once. Did you get that telegram?
Remember when you sent me that passenger pigeon?
Yes. That was a long time ago.
I can wait 10 minutes to listen to it here live.
And then after that, Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States,
all in one show.
In the first half hour.
That's insane.
Holy smokes. And the nice thing about TJ is, as much as we've been talking about Donald Trump's parade and is it a good idea or bad idea, Jefferson had a parade.
He did have
And the
a
military marched by.
Yeah.
There were no tanks.
Yeah.
But he did what we're saying, you know, is controversial. So
did they have tanks back then?
Well, that's the point. But
oh,
I mean,
sorry. No tanks.
Some horses and some guys with hats.
Thanks for the memories.
You're welcome.
So that'll
you
be
still
the first,
want Wendy to call in, John?
Be the first half hour of the show.
No? All right. Change his mind.
Do I do the idea?
Have
yes,
a great
you do.
John, have a great show. And please, a safe 4th of July.
Yes.